Santrajit Banerjee brings industry depth with long experience across India's tea and coffee value chain. Working with producer groups, exporters, and auction systems, he ensures the platform reflects the real operational needs of growers and buyers. His background in origin, logistics, and international trade anchors Cup of Trade's focus on transparency, quality, and fair pricing. Bukhi Biswas leads sustainability and product strategy. Her work in digital platforms, ESG frameworks, and climate-smart agriculture drives Cup of Trade's approach to traceability, producer data, and environmental performance. She ensures that the platform doesn't just match buyers and suppliers, it strengthens responsible production and provides the verification that global buyers expect. Mihir Gandhi is the architect behind the technology, a specialist in transforming the agri-value chain with knowledge of blockchain systems and AI-driven analytics. He built the infrastructure powering Cup of Trade's product discovery engine, digital quality cards, and end-to-end traceability. He also oversees integration with logistics partners and the digital finance capabilities that will streamline procurement for buyers worldwide. Their combined vision is a modern digital supply chain that reduces intermediaries, improves growers' margins, and gives buyers the confidence and clarity to source better. Thank you all for participating. It was an exciting launch at your Kolkata offices last Thursday. Let's start by discussing how Cup of Trade addresses the pain points in tea trade.
I'm Rakhi here. I'm also a founding member of Cup of Trade. So I would like to say that the small producers, they have a reach to a greater market. So like recently, we sold a green tea from Kotagiri, south of India, to the north of India, Kashmir. So this is, it enables a greater, the global marketplace enables a greater reach to the smaller buyers to a greater market, a bigger market. Also, it is not confined to one city or one country. So we are selling Japanese and matcha tea. Like recently, we sold a ceremonial grade of matcha tea to a very famous cafe in Kolkata. So we are selling Japanese matcha also to people in India. So that is also happening only because of the global marketplace.
This is Mihir. So when we talk about the matcha tea, there are variants which are coming from Vietnam, from China, from Japan. As she said, this is a very famous restaurant. They wanted to be sure that they are selling Japanese matcha. So now they are confident when they talk to their customers that this is the tea which has come from the from Japan, not from other origins. So how do we have that discipline? So there we introduce blockchain, where we are doing smart contracts, where we are able to, you can say, do a verification and give a certification that these have come from Japan. So that brings the, you know, the smart contracts part, which are tamper proof on blockchain. So that helps a buyer to be confident that whatever has been supplied to them.
So this is Rakhi here. So the small producers, they are also able to reach the new markets, the newer markets, which have not been explored yet.
Will you address the industry's long-term viability and sustainability?
So this is me here. So when we talk about sustainability, there are a lot of angles. So when we talk about producers, now the challenge for the producers is to realize, you know, a consistent price for a longer term. Because of, you can understand how the teas are produced and there are several issues on pesticides and the way the teas are being sold also. So what we are trying to bring is through our ecosystem or through our platform, we are bringing a sustainability angle by introducing farm advisory through satellite imagery. Again, this is the industry-first feature we are introducing, where satellite imagery is being used to develop a AI farm advisory, where we are able to predict on the pest which can come on the in the estates, what can be the biopesticide to be used, not the chemical pesticide, but what can be the biopesticide which can be used by the producer to, you know, improve the or make the soil more sustainable or to the pest attacks. Same way, with regards to price discovery, what we have done is we have built a lot of AI models. So we have a huge amount of data where we are using this data to not only power our recommendation engine, but also it gives, it supports the fair price, you know, you can say, fair price discovery mechanism. So again, this helps to, you know, keep the, you can see the realization of the producer more sustainable and more transparent as far as the platform is concerned. Again, we are not an auction platform. It's more of a tool where a buyer seller can negotiate. So it, what happens is a small buyer, when he comes on the platform, he might be able to give a better price than a large buyer. That's how we see in the normal market also. So that feature is enabling the producer to get a higher average price realization compared to a normal traditional auction where it is left on whoever gives the highest price, he gets the tease. But here that opportunity is there for the small guys also.
Also, as you said, you're not really an auction, but more like a marketplace.
We are a marketplace with smart tools, which are AI-enabled or blockchain-enabled. So like smart negotiation tool, where the negotiation happens on not only the price, even on the quantity. So when Rakhi mentioned about the matcha, so we can sell matcha as low as, you know, maybe 5 kgs also to any Horeca segment buyer, which he cannot dream of at that price. So that advantage is there, you know, which is going to make the whole ecosystem more sustainable and more transparent. The model itself is where we are reducing the turnaround time by 90%. In the current way, the auctions are, there is a lag of 2 weeks to 4 weeks to sell the teas. Here, once the teas are ready, they are ready to be listed on the platform and it can be bought by the buyers through a price negotiation mechanism. So this is reducing the cost also for a producer. He doesn't have to spend on the logistics, doesn't have to spend on the warehousing. The teas are lying in his garden or his factory itself where the teas can get sold from. Our value-added services come in the picture where we help them on the logistics part. We also come with fintech services. So where we are able to finance the buyers, we are able to finance the sellers through our partners, bank and financial institutions who provide this credit facility. Through, of course, our due diligence process is followed for that.
Let's dig into that a little bit, because fintech is a pain point that I don't think a lot of small growers understand. Currency fluctuations, sanctions, all of the different obstacles that one has to contend with.
So the way it's done is we step in as a partner. So we are backed by the financial institution and the banks. The grower or the producer, small or mid-sized, they don't have to do any dealing with the banks directly. We will be the pitcher. So they will apply for that through our platform itself. And the funds go to them immediately. And whereas the buyers are, they are collected by the bank from the buyers at the later stage, based on their due diligence. So this makes it much convenient, as I said, for a producer. So it's basically a no-brainer for a producer to get his listings on the platform, where he's reducing his cost, his turnaround time is reduced, he gets support as far as the finance part is concerned, he gets to see his garden. So through satellite imagery, we are mapping, geotagging the whole garden. So that also comes in the part of the contract, when in smart contract, where a buyer can see the geographical, you can say, coordinates of the estate where the teas have come from. So those kind of detailing is done already through us on our platform. We can show his profile, he can show his garden, he can show his factory. So those options are given to build a profile. So today as a buyer, if you see a profile of a producer, then this is his garden, this is his factory, you will be more, you know, interested to buy it. It's like, yes, this is a good, well-maintained garden. The hygiene factors are maintained. So these are important aspects which we are able to bring through the platform.
Ultimately, you're facilitating trade at a global level, inclusive of both large and small ventures. And it's fascinating to hear you talk about the application of AI, because it's beginning to shape the way the industry, for example, operates. Traceability, blockchain, there are a lot of things that are converging to reduce friction in transactions with fewer complications. Satrajit, what makes Cup of Trade unique?
You know why Cup of Trade is unique? Because the founding team is unique. We bring in a very kind of experience which is very practical. Fortunately, we have the ground control. Rakhi having a long consumer-oriented sales experience in different segments. So I've seen the system from the internal system, how the tea ecosystem works in India, and also on the front line since when I left my job. So that way, we are actually just feeding into each other's in experience and ideas. So that is how Kappa Trade became so well accepted in the system, because of our joint expertise, number one. Number two, you have to understand why Kappa Trade is unique. Because as you know, Government of India is promoting a lot of startup ecosystem in India. So you will find a lot of startups in the field of tea, particularly in the branded tea segment. Now, in terms of platforms or marketplace, there are a lot of agri platforms operating in India, none in tea and coffee particularly. So we are unique that way. And we have no fight with auctions. Here what is happening, there is no human intervention. Impartially, all tea gardens or producers, be they estate producers or small tea growers, getting a fair chance to showcase their product through visual and audio mode. And we are not auction house, so we are not valuing the teas. We are just showing this is the tea, this is from this region, be it Nepal, Vietnam, India, or Kenya, or Bangladesh, wherever it may be from. This is the geographical area, this is the elevation, this is the soil type, this is the tea, and this is the color, this is the cup, so you make your own choice. So everybody is getting a fair chance.
In closing, will you share your thoughts on how Kappa Trade will impact the future of tea? Rukhi, you're first.
Basically, we are reducing the cycle time for all the buyers. We are increasing the reach for all the buyers to the newer markets. We are helping them to scale their business. And also, as per their requirement, like they can take the quantity as per they want. It's not that they have to take 100 kgs or 500 kgs. If they want 5 kgs, we can support them by giving them 5 kgs at the moment.
So I think this platform will enable the planters to connect with the buyers directly and get a better price, and also to emerge as a brand, which was a dream for India or the Tea Board of India or Government of India in the long last 20, 30 years, which couldn't be achieved. So I would suggest we can be a very good supplementary force in the tea domain or the tea environment. We are not competitors. We are not competing with anybody. We are creating our own environment, which can be supplementing to the existing ecosystem.
I would say our main objective and goal is to bring a parity or into the perennial question of sustainability, price, and cost. So achieving the optimum balance is our goal. This platform,
we are not only just improving the life for a producer or buyer, we want to improve the whole ecosystem by bringing more technology, bringing more convenience, and towards sustainability and future of the tea industry.
Produced by Adavita Studios, connect your voice to the world.